From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Machapinto. Utah's COVID-19 case count is now at 63, confirmed by state health department officials, and reflects 53 residents and 10 visitors. Officials revealed yesterday that more than 1,200 people in the state have been tested. Work at the Utah Public Health Laboratory was interrupted because of the earthquake. The lab has been cleared to resume operations today for analyzing coronavirus samples, according to health officials. Governor Gary Herbert issued three executive orders yesterday to tweak government functions and accommodate social distancing. To help lessen the burden of now closed establishments with liquor licenses, one order expedites returns of product to the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, DABC. A second order now allows for the public to view Board of Pardons and parole hearings remotely, and the third will allow public meetings to be conducted electronically. Starting today, all state liquor stores will operate from noon to 7 because of staff shortages. DABC spokesman Terry Wood says store hours will be reevaluated after 2 weeks. He says no DABC employee has tested positive for COVID-19. If that happens, the store will be shut down, employees sent home to quarantine, and that store sanitized so it can be reopened as soon as possible. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake struck the Wasatch Front yesterday morning as the state continues to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports on how residents are responding.
The coincidence was top of mind for many Utah residents, including Governor Gary Herbert.
This is extremely bad timing because we already have the coronavirus issue that's going on right now, which is causing a lot of anxiety as it is.
And that's how 39-year-old Marcella Farina felt, anxious. After the earthquake, she stood on the sidewalk in downtown Salt Lake City outside her apartment building.
This is the end of the world. This is awful. It's the worst day of my life for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm scared because, you know, like now people are freaking out with the virus and now this.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson issued an emergency declaration for the earthquake just days after the county's health department declared a public health emergency for the coronavirus. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The last big earthquake happened in 1992, magnitude 5.9, and the epicenter was near St. George. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox takes us back.
The first thing Ron Sherman remembers was the birds. It was about 3:30 in the morning, and the retired art teacher woke up thinking something or someone was trying to mess with the 8 macaw parrots he kept in enclosures behind his St. George home.
The birds were going berserk. They were clamoring against the cage sides and squawking, and they are loud. They're very loud.
And they were also prescient, because it was only after he stepped back inside that the shelves started shaking. The earthquake didn't cause much damage in St. George, but in nearby Springdale, it triggered a slow-moving landslide that, over the course of a few days, turned a house on its side.
There's one house that, as the slide moved, the ground opened up, and instead of being vertical, the house is now horizontal.
That's the town's mayor, Stan Smith. No one died, but he says there's one tragedy he can't forget. The sight of a grand piano lying amongst the rubble. David Fox, KUER News.
A designer earthquake? That's how one official referred to yesterday's event. But why? KUER's Ross Terrell has the answer. KUER's Ross Terrell has the answer.
The earthquake that happened a few miles outside of Magna led to dozens of aftershocks. There were no major injuries reported, but structural damage? Well, some bricks fell from a vacant building in downtown Salt Lake City, power outages lasted for the better part of the day, and store shelves were wrecked. But there wasn't any serious damage. And that's why Bob Carey with the Utah Division of Emergency Management referred to it as his designer earthquake.
It's not going to cause a lot of damage. You're not going to see any deaths from this. But it's a reminder that we live in earthquake country. I spent my entire career in state government trying to convince people that this is a problem.
It wouldn't be a stretch to say Carey hoped this would come, because it was just the right size to get people's attention and push them to make sure buildings are up to code. For some older buildings, he calls it natural urban renewal. He says it's a little too early to dive into lessons learned from the Magna quake, but as they continue to survey for damage, they expect to see more of it closer to the epicenter. For KUER News, I'm Ross Terrell.
And that earthquake in downtown Salt Lake City caused some noticeable damage at Temple Square. Angel Moroni lost his trumpet. KUER's Lee Hale has more.
The 12-foot-tall golden statue sits on top of the Salt Lake Temple's highest spire and is usually holding a long trumpet. But yesterday morning, the trumpet fell off due to the most severe earthquake in Utah since 1992. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints confirmed the damage yesterday, which comes as the temple is currently closed for 4 years, fittingly for structural improvements in the case of a major earthquake. Past church publications have said that Moroni's trumpet is meant to symbolize both the spreading of the gospel and the long-anticipated second coming of Christ, which, mixed with growing coronavirus concerns, has led to a deluge of end-time jokes and speculation on social media. Lee Hale, KUER News.
And I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.